Benton in Horncastle and Paul Picker in Woodhall Spa. That's from John Carr in Louth. And that, of course, was In the Name of the Father, the current one from Black. What are you doing there? What are you doing knocking the microphones over your crossbar? What are you playing at?
What? What are you saying, Arkin?
What are you doing there? You're making, you're spoiling the show.
Give me a minute, will you? I've got my asthma.
What are you doing dancing about there?
I'm dancing about, basically, yeah.
You
dancing about.
Why you don't dance?
Well, I do now.
I've never seen you dance.
I know, well, it's good for you, isn't it? Apparently. And Mr. Motivator does it and all that, and, oh, God, I'm knackered. Yeah, I'm just doing a spot of dancing, that's all, really.
Why?
Why? Well, all the kids do it.
You're not a kid.
No. And, you know, I've been going to the Snug for, like, 12 years now, I'm just thinking mild.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to a club in a couple of weeks.
You're right.
I'm going to go to a club. So I've just been doing a bit of dancing, you know, with the kids and stuff like that, you know.
You're trying to lose weight or something?
No, I don't need to do that.
I mean, you've done your hair different, haven't you?
I have. I've had a rinse.
There's got to be something behind that.
No, it's just nothing. Don't worry about our kid. It's all right. Don't panic.
Barely news.
Joe Wiley.
I really like
the evening session, 7 till 9, 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
Has that attitude come for us yet? Because we've still not got any, have we?
What do you say?
Sorry. Something's burning deep within my love.
And that was Supergrass and All Right, of course. What are you doing? He's still dancing over there, the boy, love. You doing? Don't try a backflop. It'll end in tears. Will you stop? What are you doing? Why are you dancing?
What?
Why are you? Why are you trying to dance? You know you can't dance.
Bollocks.
As it is, news update.
There have been further developments in the Take That camp this evening, with an update circulated to the press and media. In a curt but somewhat intriguing statement, Take That's management team have admitted that they have their sights set on a replacement for the recently absconded Robbie. And although they have as yet to name the lucky lad, a few clues have been offered. Apparently, the new boy is already known to the public, primarily for being a bit of a tosser, albeit a likeable tosser. His main attributes, they say, are his northern accent and cheeky demeanour. On the less positive side, he's said to be a little out of shape at the moment. Lardy was the word used by Take That main man Gary Barlow, himself prone to weight problems. Another problematic aspect of the prime contender's personality is allegedly a foul mouth, with the words knackers, arse and twonk being the most oft-used words in his vocabulary.
Radio 1 News as it happens.
Accusations all the time from you. Non-stop all the time. It's making me mad, I tell you.
What's all my accusations? You've been dancing around on that. That was you on the news, wasn't it? What they said,
I'm not about to join. Take That.
Well, who else could it be? It said, look what they said. It says a lardy person. Yeah. Right? I said prone to saying knackers. Yeah. Arse, northern, bit of a tosser. Who else could that be? Right?
Eddie
Large.
Little and Large. I was drinking with him last night and he's been put forward and they're thinking about it. It's not me.
Well, what are you doing? What's all that dancing you're doing?
All right, then, I'm truthful out. I'm going to join Eternal next week.
Nice one.
Yeah.